Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic Readers Series. Adapted by Jane Rollison. Jane Eyre. Chapter 1. The Red Room.
"Where is she?"
shouted John Reed. I did not move.
"She is behind the chair," said his sister Eliza.
I came out from my hiding place.
"What do you want?" I asked.
"Come here and stand in front of me,"
he answered. John Reed was a large boy of 14. I was 10. I stood in front of him and waited.
"What were you doing behind that chair?"
"I was reading," I answered.
"Show me the book."
I gave it to him. It had pictures of beautiful places.
"This is not your book. Your parents are dead and you have no money. This is our book. My mother feeds and clothes you. Everything in this house will be mine one day. Now, I will teach you a lesson. Stand by the door."
He lifted the book. I moved away, but I was not quick enough. The book hit me. I fell back and my head hit the door. I screamed. Blood ran down my face.
"Horrible boy!"
I shouted. He ran at me and pulled my hair. I fought him with my hands.
"Ow!"
he shouted.
"Mama, she is killing me!"
Eliza and her sister Georgiana ran for their mother. Mrs. Reed soon arrived, followed by two servants, Abbott and Bessie. They pulled me away from him.
"Stop!"
cried Abbott.
"Why did you hit Master Reed?"
"She's like a mad cat," said Bessie.
"Take her to the Red Room," said Mrs. Reed. "Lock her in."
The Red Room was a bedroom that nobody used. In the center of the room, there was a large bed. My uncle, Mr. Reed, died in this bed 9 years before. I sat in that cold room and thought of my life at Gateshead. I was not like anyone there. Nobody loved me, and I loved nobody. I listened to the rain outside as it started to get dark.
"They all tell me I am bad," I thought. "Perhaps they are right."
I did not remember my uncle. When my mother died, he brought me into his home. He loved me, but his wife did not. And then he died. Suddenly, a light appeared on the wall. It moved around the room. Was it Mr. Reed's ghost? I was very frightened. I ran to the door and pulled at it. I screamed. Bessie unlocked the door. I took her hands.
"Miss Eyre, are you ill?" said Bessie.
"Take me out," I cried.
"Why? Have you seen something?"
"There was a light. I thought it was a ghost," I cried.
Mrs. Reed appeared.
"What is all this? Let go of Bessie, child. Your tricks will not work with me. You will now stay in the room 1 hour longer."
"Oh, Aunt, please let me out. I cannot stay here."
"Quiet!"
I was crying madly now. She pushed me back into the room and locked the door again. I heard them walk away, and then I fainted. I woke up in my own bed. The doctor was there. He took my hand and smiled.
"Well, I think you will live," said Dr. Lloyd. "You look sad. Can you tell me why?"
"I am unhappy," I answered, and I told him about my unkind cousins.
"Would you like to go to school?"
I did not know much about school, John Reed hated his school, but I wanted to learn drawing and singing and French. Anywhere was better than Gateshead. Yes, I would like to go to school, I decided. That night, Bessie and Abbott sat near my bed and talked. They thought I was asleep. Mrs. Reed will be happy when this child goes to school, said Abbott.
Do you know anything about Miss Jane's family? Asked Bessie.
Her father was a poor clergyman, I believe. When her mother married him, her family was very angry. A year after they married, Miss Jane's father died of typhoid fever. Then her mother caught it, and she died a month later.
Poor Miss Jane, answered Bessie. I feel sorry for her.
But she is not pretty, Abbott said. I cannot care for such a girl, Bessie. They left, talking and laughing. Some weeks later, I waited with Bessie for the coach to my school. It was a cold January morning, but I was happy to leave.
Goodbye to Gateshead, I called.
The coach stopped at the gates and my bag was put on the top.
This is Jane Eyre for Lowood School, Bessie said to the driver. Is she going alone?
He answered, surprised.
Take care of her, said Bessie.
The coach door shut loudly, and we drove away to a new world.